Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you're using to your advantage. They're there for you. We built them for you. No cost, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in with us, hang out with us, and use our stuff. Something you'll find there, someone that you'll find there if you go to, especially the smallbusinessadvocate.com, is you'll find Stephanie Vance. Stephanie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us for many years. She is one of our top political experts. She helps us understand what's going on out there and how you and I can make sure that we get our message up to the people who represent us in Congress. She's the author of How to Communicate with Congress, and she's our good friend Stephanie. Welcome back to the show.
Well, great, and thanks so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Stephanie. You know, I look forward to the month of August, Stephanie, because this is the one pure, complete month, usually, when I feel safer because Congress has disbanded and they're back out into their districts. Now, even though members of Congress are closer to us when they're doing that, they're not together, and that's when they're dangerous, is when they get together. And so I think August is the safest month of the year. And this particular week coming up is kind of a unique week, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it really is, and it's a week that, you know, not a lot of people think about because, you know, hey, it's August 18th. People are probably more busy thinking about going back to school or getting together summer vacations, but it's actually one of the most important weeks of the entire year for advocacy, for getting your message across to your elected officials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, but here's another way it's unique, I think. I can't remember, not that I've tracked these things all that much, but I actually don't remember when both of the major political party conventions were back-to-back like this they are this year.
Well, it's true, and I think that, you know, that combined with, you know, it being August and a good time to reach your members really makes this particular week of August truly unique. You know, this is the week that any constituent that has a communication with their elected official during this week is going to have a tremendous impact because those elected officials are going to go into the conventions and then back to mm-hmm. D.C. with their hearts and minds full of the perspectives of their constituents, and the last perspective they're going to be getting are this week.
Especially some of the key issues that are being debated right now, like the budget, like energy. Our ability to be not so dependent upon foreign oil sources, offshore drilling, all those things. Well, you know, regardless of which side of the debate you land on, this is a good time to get your message to them, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because, you know, what really happens, and I've seen it happen year after year after year, or election year after election year after election year, when members of Congress get back to Washington, D.C. after an August recess where they've heard a lot from their constituents, there's always a little flurry of activity, and usually, you know, in some good way. I mean, I bet members of Congress are getting an earful about the economy right now, you know, with people having trouble with paying their mortgages, gas prices, food prices, you know, the consumer index is going up, I mean, everything. And they're going to be hearing an earful about that. That's going to impact the messages that are being delivered at the conventions, and that's really going to influence this last month or so of Congress when they're back at home or back in D.C.
Don't we, you know, one of the things I've been working on lately, quite a bit lately, actually this whole year, Stephanie, has been to encourage people and help them become better consumers of information. There's a lot of misinformation out there on every topic, on both sides of the debate. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and there's a lot of stuff out there that frankly is either untrue or misleading or whatever. don't we all need to become better consumers of information?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that we tend to, you know, many of us are members of associations, which can give us good information. But what we really need to do is take the information that we see, evaluate it, and then personalize it. I mean, if you're going to be effective with an elected official, you can't just spew forth facts and figures. You've got to tell them why it's important to you.
Say that again, because it's important. What you're saying is that they got lots of talking points. They don't need more talking points from you, do they?
Exactly. I mean, you'll hear from elected officials, you know, they get the communications from the national organizations just like you do. What they want are the personal stories that explain why a particular issue matters to you personally in their districts, why it's an issue on the ground.
How certain issues are impacting your small business.
Exactly.
Your employees, this particular issue that you're going to be voting on or maybe you've already voted on and we'd like to have changed, it's causing me not to be able to hire more employees, or I'm having to do this or that with their health care or whatever it might be. Make sure that that's an excellent example, Stephanie, of how to talk to these folks.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, even, you know, an example with, like, gas prices, if you're in a kind of business where you're dramatically impacted by gas prices, like, you know, trucking, delivery, you know, any kind of logistics business, you know, restaurant carryout service, being able to tell your elected officials not just, oh, the economy's bad and gas prices affect me, but being able to give some pretty specific numbers and some pretty specific results, that you haven't been able to hire more people, that your profit margins are down or non-existent, that really, really is what makes the impression upon elected officials.
Right, absolutely. So how do we – I think a lot of people right now would say – well, you know what? I'm thinking this isn't a good time to contact them because they're focused on the convention. What do you think? What do you say to that?
Well, and that's why I say actually this is the best week to contact them, because, you know, they're going to be busy and it's going to be a little bit chaotic. But when they go into the convention and then into the last week of Congress, they're going to be full of what they heard most recently from their districts, and that's going to be what they heard this week.
But you know, if you think about it, though, they're going to be so focused on the party platform and the party line. I mean, pretty much there's no real debate over who's going to come out on the other side of either one of these conventions, right? Except for the VPs, we already know who they're going to be, don't we?
Well, it's true. That's true.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Stephanie Vance is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. I'm glad to be with you, and I hope you feel the same way. We're going to be right back after these messages. 20 after the hour. Stay with us.
Do it or die now, stand your ground, don't let your bed.
Welcome back, a little Atlanta rhythm section bringing this back. ARS. Great little band from Georgia. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. We're spinning some small business here on the show, spinning some platters for you, and spinning. We do spin for small business around here. Stephanie Vance is our guest. She knows a little bit about spinning. She works in the political world. And Stephanie, give us your website, please.
Yeah, I certainly will. It is www.advocacyguru.com.
Can they find your book there?
They can find my book there, and they can find a bunch of other fun and free resources there as well as too.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks, advocacyguru.com. So, you know, we're pretty blatant around here, Stephanie, about spinning for small business.
Well, it's a noble cause to spin for.
They're so lovable and huggable, aren't they? I say small business owners are the pandas of the marketplace. See, everybody loves pandas, right? I mean, when you see a panda, don't you just want to hug them?
Well, yeah, and then until they turn on you.
Yeah, well, that's right. So you don't want to, that's my point. You know, we're huggable if you treat us nice, but if you don't, you don't want to mess with us.
It's true.
Because we can get the claws out.
Hey, member of the club.
That's right. Let me ask you, this convention thing. Is there anything like it anywhere else in the world, these two political party conventions like we have here in the United States? Is there anything I don't think there is there?
I really don't, and so many of them have parliamentary systems, and it's, you know, a situation where there's a much shorter campaign period. So, I mean, I don't know of all the different democracies in the world, but I don't think it has quite the pageantry and spectacle that this one does, or that these two do.
Well, and the selection choices, I mean, when you consider, you know, on one end of the spectrum, you got the United States, on the other end of the spectrum, in terms of having a governmental system rather than a dictatorship, you got to think Russia's on the other side of that spectrum, don't you? the way Putin chose his so-called successor. But this thing, this back-to-back convention thing, you know, I'm fascinated by politics, but I get tired of them. I'm concerned that back-to-back wasn't a good idea this year. What do you think?
Well, it's probably telling that I'm actually going on vacation through the conventions. You know, I mean, I think it can be a little bit overkill, and I do think it's telling too that the conventions are at a time period when most Americans are gone. I mean, mm-hmm. It is a bit of a spectacle. It probably is going to be a bit of overkill, but on the other hand, with the Olympics, you know, timing-wise, I could see why there was difficulties trying to put something together.
The Democrat convention, which you know a pretty good bit about, is coming up next week, and there's a little bit of tension in the air, a little controversy potentially, because we got Clinton, Senator Clinton, Hillary speaking on, was it Tuesday night?
Yeah.
And then we got former President Clinton speaking on Wednesday night. Is Senator Clinton's name really going to be placed in nomination?
She never actually withdrew.
Yeah.
She suspended, so, you know, I don't know.
Could this get out of hand?
No, I don't think it's going to get out of hand. I think
You don't think there's going to be fisticuffs or anything like that?
No, I think this is her opportunity to, this is the opportunity for her to look gracious and help pull together the party, which I think she will take that opportunity.
So you think they're going to put her in nomination, and then people are going to vote for her, and then she's going to say thank you, she's going to gather them up and say, okay, here, Obama, this is yours.
Well, I don't know the exact process. I don't know if they'll put her a nomination and do it that way. But I do think that this will be her opportunity to concede to him and try to rally the troops around him.
And no way is she going to be the vice president, right?
I think that highly unlikely.
And a couple of the reasons would be?
Well, I think there's a fair amount of bad blood from the campaign. I think that, you know, Obama wouldn't want to have a vice presidential, someone who is on his team who has her own very strong opinions about how to run thing. I think he's going to want to, you know, run his own ship. And, you know, I mean, I guess having Bill Clinton as your quote-unquote father-in-law might...
Right.
Not that it's a father-in-law, but you know what I mean.
Right, yeah. Well, I think someone said it best. Someone else said it best. I forgot who. That Obama doesn't want Bill Clinton roaming around the White House with nothing to do.
Right, yeah.
I like the way that was said. But the other thing is Hillary is, you know, she still has her own ambitions. She's still a young woman. And if Obama doesn't win, or if he wins and blows it the first 4 years, she could come back in 4 years. Whereas if she's a VP, she's got to be the good soldier.
Well, that's true. From her own perspective, that may not make as much sense either.
Right. Exactly. So, but I'm concerned that the Republicans are going to suffer from convention fatigue, being right on the heels of the Democrat convention. What do you think about that?
Well, and especially since their nominee, you know, is a bit on the older side.
Oh, now watch it, Stephanie. I didn't take any shots at the Democrats. Well, there was that one thing about Bill, wasn't there?
But, yeah, there kind but, of was. They had to throw in a little some.
No. But seriously, I think I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that it's going to be a little fatigue. I don't know. Did they decide? Is there a cat and mouse thing going on? Is there a chess match on when they do their conventions? Who declares first?
You know, I have no idea. I have to say, I'm not that connected into the conventions, but it is going to be a bit of overkill.
Yeah. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for being here. We'll get you back on again as the election cycle continues and with more of your thoughts.
Great. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thanks a lot. Stephanie Vance, ladies and gentlemen, that's advocacyguru.com. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with Phil Holland. I'm Jim Blassingame.
One fine day, you will.
reach Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.